Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now, here is your host, Michelle Bond.
Hello there. Welcome to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm the wholeness coach who shines the light on what you put into your body. I am on fire today. Can I just tell you all, I am so excited about this show. We're going to be doing something a little bit differently than we have before. We've got Brian here. Hi, Brian. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm just so excited. Okay, we're taking things into a little bit new direction. And this is what we're going to be talking about today. First of all, I have got my chipmunk sister with me here today, Nancy Spool. And we're going to talk about some of the amazing awakening experiences that we had at the Bainbridge retreat that I told y'all about last week. And we're going to talk about why we're called the Chipmunk Sisters. So welcome, Nancy. It's great to have you on the show.
Thanks, Michelle.
Okay, then after Nancy and I talk about that, we're going to be answering your questions about soy. Now, I do know that I made a promise last week that I would figure out this whole Facebook thing and get that up and running so you guys can post your questions that you have on Facebook. And I neglected to do that, I will admit. But the reason why is because I became inspired this week to create a whole new wellness plan or wholeness plan that is going to help usher people into the new reality or the new paradigm shift that we're all going through. And it's going to help you to be able to do that with ease and grace, because a lot of people have a fear around this because there's a lot of uncertainty and they don't know what's going on. But we're moving into a positive direction. It's all going to be good. And this plan that I'm coming up with, this program, is going to help you enter into that. And the reason why I say I was inspired is because it was just that. It was an inspiration. And whenever you're inspired, that means it's coming from spirit. Spirit is giving it to you. So I got inspired this week to create this program. It was guiding me. Spirit was guiding me. And I'm going to be tweaking it over the next few weeks. So make sure that you stay tuned to find out when I'm going to unveil it, because I'm going to be unveiling it here pretty soon. And I will announce it. All right. But before we do any of these things, I want to talk about the philosophy tip of the day. I want to do that because it's very appropriate to our topics for today.
And so, now the Michelle Bond's philosophy tip of the day.
All right. Thank you there, Brian. Okay, the philosophy tip of the day does come from to us from the Saint Germain Foundation. Beloved Saint Germain says, "Children, as a rule, choose their parents, those to whom they shall be born in this earthly life. Those who are to do special work are sometimes assisted by the great ones in making their choice. No one can be blamed for conditions except the individual himself. No child can blame the parent for anything. No individual can blame anyone but himself for what seems to be lacking in this manner. Energy is always present in great abundance, but if it's not rightly used, things cannot be accomplished. Any affliction within the individual is his or her own creation. This must be recognized by students so there will be no drifting away from their own responsibility. Every individual is a God in embryo and can call forth limitless power to use for his advancement at any time and at all times." So just think about that. Every individual is a God in embryo. So we're all running around here. We're just little gods running around here in embryo. Learning what we can from this life for our soul's evolution. And so lots of times we come into this life in a dysfunctional family. In fact, I don't really know of any family that's not dysfunctional. And we picked our parents because there's a certain lesson that our souls needed to learn in this lifetime in order to evolve. And you pick your parents based upon whatever that lesson is that you're supposed to learn in this lifetime. So you can't blame your parents for what's going on. You have to blame yourself. But the deal is that you learn the lesson and then you will evolve and you won't have to repeat that again. So that is how the soul evolves. That's how people evolve and you move forward. And once you've learned that lesson, then the whole world opens up to you. It's absolutely beautiful how the universe falls in ecstasy at your feet. Okay, that's all I got to say. All right, Nancy, welcome, yes. welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So that retreat that we were on in Bainbridge Island last week was called, or the weekend before, Art of Healing Seminar and Circle Retreat. And a dear, dear sister, dear, dear human being, Beatrice Gonzalez was the one who put it on for us. And it was actually in two parts. The first part was when we were learning a form of energy healing, which actually energy healing is going to be more of the cutting edge forms of healing as we evolve into this next paradigm shift or new reality that the world's going through. So we learned that, but in order for healers to really be able to heal other people, they also have to heal themselves. So she took us through a very powerful process for us to find out what our purpose in life was and what how that theme played out in our lives so that we could heal that and we could move forward and become more empowered healers. And she was inspired. Once again, that word inspired. To come up with this healing modality that she did, this exercise that she took us through. So what we did is we looked at the theme that keeps playing out in our lives, and it started, and its roots started in our childhood, and we went through a process to learn how to accept it and to forgive and to love it and to move on and you know, get the lesson from it and move forward. So the theme that played out in my childhood and throughout a lot of my life is that I was invisible. And Nancy, do you want to share your story?
Yeah, I'm not sure how deep to go, but quite a few things happened in my childhood as well, abusive things. And I think in addition to feeling abandoned, I also abandoned myself, and I think I abandoned God as much as a little two-year-old could at that time, and then it played out from there. Yeah. How much more do you want me to talk about it?
Whatever you feel comfortable with.
Okay, well, I don't mind telling my story because I think many people have these kinds of issues and then they don't know how to talk about it. But when I was two, I was sexually abused at a very, very young age. And I think I remember coming up the stairs to go into the house with this man who was a relative. And my whole world had turned upside down, and I thought everyone would see. But there are the smiling faces where we were visiting my grandmother's house coming back from Honduras, where I was born. And there everybody was, oh, here she is. And my sisters were playing together, and they were all talking and chatting, and no one saw that my world was turned upside down. And I think at that moment I knew I was alone and I would have to deal with everything by myself. And that's kind of where my rose-colored glasses came from to look at a lot of the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that's very interesting. So we're going to have to take a quick break here soon. And when we come back, we want to hear more about how that played out with you.
Okay.
And how you shut down parts of yourself.
Right.
As you got older. And and how you overcame that and what it meant for you. And I shut down part of myself too. And I actually, because I was felt invisible, I felt like I was constantly working and trying to do good, and then nobody appreciated or would see what I do or give me credit. You know, like, I don't do astrology readings anymore. But yeah. For example, I would do an astrology reading and see the person like 2 or 3 weeks later. Mm-hmm. And they would tell me, oh, I had this astrology reading by this astrologer, and they told me that I would be doing blah, 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 blah. And then I'd look at them and go, hey, hello, I was the one doing the astrology reading for you. I was the astrologer.
Oh, my God. You. That's hilarious. I mean, it's not, but, you know.
Yeah. So that's yeah, being invisible. Talking about being invisible. Okay. We've got to take a quick break, so stay tuned. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show on Transformation Talk Radio.
Rocking the night, walking on air. Go find me some trouble, go grab my share. I want you tonight, I want you with me. Make guilty of love.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
To the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. We have got Nancy Sewell here today, who is my chipmunk sister, and we're talking about our experience that we had, or enlightening experience that we had in Bainbridge Island. Okay, so Nancy, we were talking about your childhood and some of the abuse issues that you had there that caused you to shut down part of your life. And so you put on rose-colored glasses to help you get...
Well, I wouldn't have called them rose-colored. I think, you know, when you have certain experiences in your life, and I think what happens is you have altered view, altered state, which has really very little to do with the truth. You look at things from a very askewed perspective, and you think it's the truth because it's what you're experiencing, it's what you're seeing, but, you know, when you're young and growing up, it's just very limited understanding of, and truth is so invisible anyway. Who was that? Angelou, the poet, said, you know, truth is as elusive as air itself, and and an invisible is the air we breathe, and it's hard to find. And I've really found that to be true. But anyway, as I grew up, my mother had mental illness, and both my mother and father grew up in abusive situations and were looking for someone to love them. So that was not a great, you know, combination. And and so then when you have already disconnected at such a young age, and then you continue to be unable to connect, or, you know, be yourself, because there's always, my father was a minister, my parents used to be missionaries, so there was always a standard, and they want you, they want you to be a certain way, and the way you are is not accepted. So you learn to live under this bar that actually presses you down, and you actually kind of become invisible, or you don't even know who you are because there's no room to find that out.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So what part of you did you shut down then?
Well, I think, you know, I did find my connection to spirit through nature, through creativity, like singing and drama, arts. But the part of me, I think, trust in myself, trust in almost anyone else, and trust in God, that I was good, that I was okay, that I could be loved. You know, pretty much a feeling of being unlovable, but having to pretend that I'm really lovable, which really is crazy making, because you aren't living in your own skin. You're just kind of acting things out. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. And so, so then as time went on, there was parts of you that you loved the arts, you loved singing, you loved performing, but you pushed that aside because you felt that you needed to work and that there was no time for you to play.
Yeah, well, especially once you start, and when I had kids and they were young, I wanted them to know I was more than just someone who cleaned the house and cooked for them. So I was in a lot of theater when they were younger. And then that was in Kodiak. And then we moved down here and we got kind of a big house and things started happening. The kids were in high school. Everybody came over. And so I began to just, and I kind of stopped. I went for a few years to a healing school and had some experiences there, and they were very deep, and it was a 4-year energy healing school, and I went to England and had some deep experiences, and then I hit the desert, and because I had some painful experiences connected with both of those, I sort of shut down. So I kind of returned to a place where the desert was dry. Yeah. And I kind of was in this dry place, not having any personal real, you know, struggling, a little meditation here, a little meditation there, reading something here, but really just got into the mundane everyday life. And and my daughter always said to me, you know, you don't stop and play. You have no joy. You have to blah, 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 which she's been telling me for the last 3 years. I had your friend die. She was very sick of cancer the last 3 years. My dog, who was like my best friend, you know, all these things happen. And so the last 3 years, I just sort of shut down until I said, okay, I got to get out of this. And the first thing that came up after I said that was the seminar.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no synchronistic. Well, that is synchronistic, you know. Well, everything happens for a reason, right? Yeah.
Well, right. It was really interesting. And then they told us to read the book. What was that book? Dying to Be Me?
Yeah, Dying to Be Me.
I'm on the plane. Yeah. I'm on the plane going to see my daughter, and someone sits next to me and says, oh, that's a good book. And the whole way to California, we have this spiritual conversation. So really, the minute you step towards something you want, God and the universe is there immediately.
Oh, yeah. So that is the point. It is. And God and the universe is there immediately when you step into something that you really want. And so part of this whole healing thing was finding out what our purpose was, too. You know, what our life purpose was. And yeah, because we tried, like I tried all different kinds of things, and you've done different things and one like that. So we go through this whole experience. That's my mascot, Durga, my dog. She's here helping us with this radio show. Hey, Durga, that means great destroyer, if anybody's wondering, and protector. So there we are. But anyway, we go through this whole process of finding out what our issues are, and then we're going through this meditation process where we overcome them, and we learn to forgive and love it, and so that we can move on. So you and I, well, so then after the whole meditation process, everybody is going to take off. We're going to go to a church where there is a labyrinth, and we're going to seal the experience by walking through this labyrinth, which is a spiritual. What would you describe a labyrinth as, Nancy?
I think it's, I don't know what anyone else says it is. To me, intuitively, I take it as our winding path. You know, you get to the end and you have to go another way, and you get to the end of that, and you got to go another way. And it takes you quite a while to get to your center, which of course is our center being with God or with, Creator or with universe, whatever, spirit, whatever you want to call it. And I thought it was interesting as I walked it that, you know, it wasn't an easy path, and you had to keep making turns, and you had to keep making, you know, wondering, you didn't know quite when you were going to get there and where you were going to get. And, but you just had to keep going, and knowing that if you kept going, you were going to get there. So I can imagine that there could be quite a meditative walk of relating it to your life and, you know, whatever, depending on how long you take.
Right. And everybody's different. Yes. So we had, there's only one male in this group of 14 people, and he knew where we were going. So we all had to have cars, you know, carpool to get to this place. But the meditation was rather long. So some of us had to go to the bathroom before we went to this church with the labyrinth.
Most of us had to go to the bathroom.
Yes, most of us had to go to the bathroom. So anyway, so he goes, follow me, I will show you the way. So people are running, jumping, you know, getting in the bathroom, and then they're running, racing out, jumping into cars and taking off. And we had one, and you and I were the last in line. And the person before us had a breakthrough moment in the bathroom. And she came out of the bathroom, locked the door so we knew one of us could get in there to tell us all about her wonderful breakthrough moment. I don't know if she's listening to the show or not, but she knows who she is. And then she finished up with her story, and we all went, wow, that's amazing. And she ran out, and we thought, well, for sure she's going to tell them not to take off yet, because we're still, you know, using the bathroom.
It was so funny because she said, oh, they're waiting for me.
Yeah.
She ran out.
Yeah. So I go to the bathroom and come out, and then you go, and I notice that, oh dear, it's awfully quiet, you know. I'm looking around and I'm seeing nobody, and I was like, well, maybe I should jump in my car and take off. And then I was like, and catch up with them. And I was like, well, I have no idea where I'm going. And if I do that, and if you don't come out of the bathroom, then you're going to be left all by yourself. And then that would not be good, you know. So I said, well, I better hang back, you know. And see, surely they had stopped somewhere up the road waiting for us. So we run, we jump in our cars. And actually, you couldn't find your keys for a moment there.
It took a beat. Yeah.
So we jump in our cars and we go racing off trying to find them. And of course, lo and behold, they're nowhere to be found. So,
well, I was following you. I thought you knew where you were going.
Yeah, well, I had no idea where I was going. I just thought I was going where, well, there's only two ways you could go, right or left. So I just picked one.
And then all I know is you're pulled over to the side and I go, uh-oh.
Yeah, exactly. So I pull over to the side of the road. Well, there's nobody to follow. You know, they're all gone. So at this point, we're frantically calling everybody. But, of course, it's a retreat, so nobody has on their cell phones. So you decided at that point it would be a good idea for us to go back to the retreat center, and then that way they could contact us. You know, they can come back for us.
Right.
So we go back to the retreat center, and we're both looking at each other going, this is great. We've just gone through this whole meditation that to help us get over our childhood issues of being invisible and abandoned, and what happens? We get left behind.
It's a setup. It's a spiritual setup.
Yeah, it's a spiritual setup. So we're going, what is up with this? And of course, I'm getting a little irritated, but I'm trying to keep cool, because, you know, you want to have the outer body calm. There has to be a reason. So we get out of the cars and we're just sitting there on the side of the road chatting away. And we looked up, you looked up into the woods there and saw a chipmunk.
Well, it was right above us, right? We were just standing there and the tree almost hung over our cars. And there was this little chipmunk just playing around, wasn't interested that we were watching it, didn't care that we were loud and talking. And didn't you, I said I hadn't seen one in a very long time. And didn't you say you hadn't seen one for years?
Yeah, the last time I saw one was when I lived in D.C. and that was over, geez Louise, that must have been probably 25 years ago.
Yeah, so that was unusual for both of us.
And it's up there in the tree. Whenever I've seen them, they've always been on the ground. I've never seen one up in a tree, you know.
And playing there right over us, yeah.
Yeah, so he's up there, his little chipmunk's up there. But you know what? We're going to have to finish the story when we come back, because we have to take another quick break.
Okay.
Yeah, so stay tuned so you can hear how the story played out. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
To the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. You're hearing a lot about gluten these days, how bad it is for you, and how you need to avoid it altogether. Wheat is really getting a bad name, so I've come up with some tips to help you avoid becoming gluten intolerant. Number one, avoid all processed foods. Not only are you getting altered wheat, but you're also getting a toxic cocktail of GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, preservatives, and artificial ingredients that can cause anyone to become allergic not only to gluten, but to all kinds of foods. Number two, when enjoying bread products, make sure they are organic and artisanal if possible, with no soy at all. Soy is linked to leaky gut syndrome, which causes allergies. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio, or go to my website, themichellebondshow.com. Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Okay, I've got Nancy Spool here, my chipmunk sister, and we're telling you the story about our chipmunk experience at the retreat we went to on Bainbridge Island. So where we left off was we were abandoned and invisible, and we were left while everybody else went to the church with the lapling. And so, anyway, so we're looking at this chipmunk. So we see this chipmunk up in the tree, which for me was unusual. And that thing, we were talking, and we were being kind of noisy, you know, and it didn't scare that little chipmunk away. And it was just doing its little business, just eating and running around, you know, like chipmunks do all over. But anyway, so then eventually along comes a gentleman on his bicycle. And so we stopped him, and you asked him if he knew where the church was with the labyrinth. And he, yes, and he's a nice guy, but he
that happens
idea.
Every day. Oh yeah, I know where one is.
Right. Of course, he had no idea what we were talking about. So, so then we decided, you know, we're talking to him. And then we decided to show him the chipmunk that was in the tree. So yeah, and there's a chip. It had gone. The chipmunk was not there. So that was clearly a sign for us. We both took that was our chipmunk, and it was meant to be. And so you've had some experience with Indian spirituality and animal totems.
Well, Native American totems. I just did a little study of that in Kodiak, and I began to hear kind of spirit speak to me through those experiences. And you have the same book, Animal Speaks, at home that I do.
Right, right. Yeah. So we didn't have it with us, so we had no idea. We thought, well, maybe that is a sign. That's got to be some kind of sign, because we have been delayed here for a reason to see this chipmunk. But, of course, neither one of us knew what the heck it meant yet, because we didn't have the book. And so to make a long story perfectly, and no, I'm going to shorten it up. So finally what ended up happening is they finally did call us, and because they realized we were gone. They missed us. And
they weren't coming back for us, though.
No, they weren't coming back. They were staying there. But they did give us the directions, so we did make it. And the interesting thing was is that we got there right in time for the ceremony, because when they got there, they were all trying to figure out how they were going to do the whole deal. And right. So by the time we got there, they had figured it all out, and we just got to...
It was perfect. Perfect
timing.
Yeah,
it was perfect. We got to go through the ceremony and all. So it all worked out great. So then I went back to my hotel room that night and called my husband, because I was dying to know what the heck the chipmunk meant, you know. And it's not in the book. It was not in the book that we both had. So poor thing, I had my husband going through the internet, you know, doing all this Googling it.
Looking for totem chipmunk.
Yes, totem chipmunks. And so he stumbled across one website that was really good. It's called the White Sparrow's Animal Medicine. White Sparrow's Animal Medicine, and it tells you what the chipmunk is all about. So basically, chipmunks like to talk a lot. They use their voice. Yeah. So basically what it means is that you need to use your voice to communicate your truth. And for me, that meant that I needed to continue doing the radio show. Also, it talks about that I've been a student for a very long time. It's time for me now to be a teacher, to do seminars and talks, and give people information about, you know, the things that I know about, which is nutrition, health, healing, spirituality, all these types of things. And And also the other thing, which I'm finally doing now on this show that I haven't normally done, is share my experiences with everybody, because I guess there's a lesson to be learned in that. So what does it mean to you, Nancy, the chipmunk?
Well, it was funny because after we had talked about it being definitely a gift for us, an additional gift for us, mm-hmm. to have that experience, and then you had gone home and asked your husband, you came back and asked me, well, did you used to sing? And I said, well, yeah, I used to sing a lot. I had a little combo jazz trio up in Kodiak, and I've always sang just even cleaning the house. And then I had stopped singing, actually, for quite a while, allergies, I don't know what, but I just stopped singing. And it's one of the ways that I feel joy is expressed through my body, through my voice, through the fifth chakra. And I just don't sing anymore. And so you had said, oh, I know that this chipmunk means you have to start singing again. Mm-hmm. And it was funny because just the week before, I had thought, you know what, I have got to, you know, I've lost my chops, much like someone who blows a horn, you know. Mm-hmm. And I really need, we have a karaoke machine. So I really need to get in there and build my muscles back up and sing because it gives me joy. And so it was interesting that, and that was kind of a thought that came in my head, but, you know, you go on doing your business. So at the workshop, it was like, no, really, you need to sing. And then the other thing I went on to read after you told me, I looked it up, and it was all about a balance between work and play. And I don't play. Mm-hmm. And like I said, my daughter's been telling me for months, well, you need to play more, let the house, let things go, play. And we do need a balance in our lives, especially as this new energy has come in. It's mm-hmm. all about balance and harmony, and especially about joy, finding our joy.
Yes. Yes, because when we find our joy, then we're in what? Love. This is what we love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and your creativity is completely connected to spirit. I mean, we are co-creators with spirit, and what we create and what we create together with us and spirit, that's what really brings us joy and can bring joy to the world.
Yes. Yes. So it's very interesting. So, you know, because we were talking earlier about how when you ask, and spirit hands it to you immediately, because I've been asking, what's my purpose? What's my purpose? What should I do? And I came out of that meditation, and whammo, the minute I came out of that meditation, I got the chipmunk. That's my purpose.
Wild, isn't it? That is wild that spirit can use anything to talk to us, to teach us, because what we talked about was how we are all one. So we're one with that chipmunk, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, there's no separation. Yeah. And here, you know, we were first like, oh no, they've abandoned us, they've left us, I'm invisible. And, you know, it turned out it had nothing to do with that whatsoever. It's like, honey, get over it. That's over. That's done with. It's time to move forward, you know?
It was actually a gift. I always come from a missionary kid or a minister's kid. Oh, I've done something wrong now. You know, kind of that feeling in your. Remember, I told you, oh, I have this prickly feeling in my stomach. Oh, we're going to miss it. And then comes up that old, oh, I'm bad. I'm going to miss it. We did wrong. Well, we did nothing wrong. We went to the bathroom, for God's sake. So, so that's why I knew this was a spiritual setup, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. We didn't do anything wrong. And then here comes this chipmunk. So it was actually ended up being such a gift for the both of us.
Right, it did. So, Nancy, you have got a fabulous voice. Just a very powerful singing voice. I've heard it. It's really good. And you also write poems and poetry.
I haven't written in a while, but I want to get back into it. Yeah.
Okay. So do you mind sharing with us one of your poems right now?
I would love to share it. I'll share one. This is just a little ditty. It was done, but you said it was quite appropriate since your website is on nutrition.
Yes.
it's about what the English eat in the little town where I stayed. And I don't think it reads well unless you read it with an English accent. So if you'll indulge me.
Okay. Okay, yes, please read it, and then after that, we're going to take a break, but you read it.
Okay, all right. It's called Bubbles and Squeak. Now, the good town folk have Sunday roast with peas and potatoes new, and they wash it down with a good strong ale, and we know this to be true. But come next day, there's potatoes and peas and very little meat. So they fry it up with eggs and oil, and they call it Bubbles and Squeak. Now, I've never heard of a name like this for such a tasty treat. And it goes round far, and it saves you pence, and it's good for you to eat. So when you have a crowd to peas and you don't know what to serve, it's Bubbles and Squeak. It will go round well, and they'll gobble it with verve.
I love it. I love it. I love the English accent, too. Oh, my.
Well, I just had to. You have to do it, because that's where it is, you know?
Yes. Yes, it is. It is. It's very good. I wonder what kind of oil they were using.
I don't know. Now you need to talk about that.
Yeah, it might not have been so good for you, depending on the oil they're using.
No. When I was over there, I tried to eat all the English things, you know. So I said, do you have kidney pie? Mm. And the lady said, well, yes. Well, don't you think that would be good? And she said, well, it's kidneys.
Oh. Was it good? Did you eat it?
I didn't have it. She wrinkled up her nose and said, well, you know, it's kidneys. So I ordered shepherd's pie instead. I didn't want to trust it.
Oh, that's great. Well, we've got to take another quick break. And when we come back, we're going to answer your questions about soy. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. You're hearing a lot about gluten these days, how bad it is for you, and how you need to avoid it altogether. Wheat is really getting a bad name, so I've come up with some tips to help you avoid becoming gluten intolerant. Number one, avoid all processed foods. Not only are you getting altered wheat, but you're also getting a toxic cocktail of GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, preservatives, and artificial ingredients that can cause anyone to become allergic, not only to gluten, but to all kinds of foods. Number two, when enjoying bread products, make sure they are organic and artisanal if possible, with no soy at all. Soy is linked to leaky gut syndrome, which causes allergies. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio, or go to my website, themichellebondshow.com. Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show. Welcome to a new reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Brian, thanks for that little music there at the very beginning. I kind of like that little rip that, I guess it's called a guitar rip or whatever.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Okay, now we're going to answer your questions about soy. So, it's time for What the Bleep.
And now, the Michelle Bond's What the segment.
Say
okay, you asked for it, you got it. We're going to do a little journey with the soybean and answer some of your questions. Now, even though you still can go to Facebook, you can still go to michellebond.me for Facebook and post your questions if you want until I get everything together, or you can go to my website, themichellebondshow.com, and down there at the bottom of the first page is a link. You can click on that. That'll take you to my website page, my Facebook page. But in the meantime, you can also email me at M as in Michelle, B as in Bond, at themichellebondshow.com. And yes, that's Bond, like James Bond. And you can send your questions there. And so I have some people doing it. So, this little soy journey, we're going to start with Ediami, and I hope I'm pronouncing it right. I don't know. Do you know how to pronounce it, Brian Ediami?
Oh, geez, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. And sometimes I say
you
it right,
did your best.
I can't. But it's that little soybean, that little green soybean that comes in little pods that you get whenever you go to a sushi restaurant, you know, and they give it to you. And then you can also buy them already cooked and frozen in a lot of the grocery stores and all. And everybody's like screaming, ah, that's so good for you, you know, especially women because of the estrogen and all. That is not true. Okay. So Ediami is a young soybean, so it is higher in sugar than the older ones, and that's probably why you can eat it after it's been boiled for like 20 to 30 minutes, and it tastes, you know, decent. But even though it's a young soybean and it does have more sugar in it and it's more palatable, it still has anti-nutrients in it, even though not as much as the more mature soybean, but they're still in there, and it still has your plant isoflavones, which is the estrogen. And the estrogen does attach onto your estrogen receptors in your body, and it does still make you estrogen dominant. So it messes up your hormones. When your hormones are messed up, you're messing with your endocrine system, which upsets your thyroid. So you have issues with that, just to name a few. So that's what Ediami is, and that's why I don't encourage people to eat it. Then there is tofu. So what is tofu? Tofu is made from curdling soy milk. Now, soy milk is a processed food. They use very high heat to make it, and so it's really not good for you. And then they take it and they curdle it to bring us tofu. So the tofu still has anti-nutrients in it. It still has the estrogen in it, so it still messes up your system. And also, it's not very good for your digestive system. It causes a lot of gas and bloating, and I got a story to tell about that. Quite a few years ago, I used to go on a spiritual retreat, and it would last for about a week. And since it was a spiritual retreat, they were cooking our meals, and they were making them all vegan. So what the chef decided to do was, for the protein source, she used tofu, a lot of tofu. And this woman, oh, I tell you, she could do wonders with tofu. I mean, she could make it into like whipped cream, and you would think that you were eating real whipped cream, but you weren't. It was tofu. But that being said, and even though she was such a talented chef with the tofu, I chose not to eat it because I've never cared for it. And I was observing the other people around me. So what I chose to eat were the beans. And and the salads and all the rest of the vegetables. And that was fine. But we had some people there, especially some women who were attending who were from Europe, from Italy and Spain, and they were dressed to the nines in their gorgeous clothes and everything, had beautiful figures. Well, by the end of the week, after eating all this tofu, they were very uncomfortable in their clothes. They were bloated to no end and just had a hard time sitting around in their clothes. And so that's kind of what tofu does. It can also blow you up because it's not easy to digest. So that's another reason why I don't recommend tofu. So then we have soy sauce. So what is soy sauce? Well, traditionally, soy sauce was made with roasted soy and wheat, and was roasted and cracked wheat, and fermented with meats, different kinds of meats. In the ancient times, that's what they used to do. And then they would take the liquid off of that fermentation and use it like soy sauce as a condiment, but they didn't use very much of it. So still in Asia, they take the traditional roasted soy and the roasted cracked wheat and they ferment it, but they ferment it for 6 to 18 months. Now, this fermentation does get rid of a lot of the anti-nutrients and the bad things that are in the soy that you shouldn't be eating. However, whenever you're fermenting the beans, the soybeans, you are making the estrogen a lot easier for your body to absorb. So you're still throwing your hormones way out of whack. And it's just crazy because 25 grams of soy protein or soy, which is about 1.5 tablespoons per day, is capable of disrupting your endocrine system, so which wreaks havoc on your thyroid. So it's also, that's why it's not good for you. And the other thing is if you're not getting the soy sauce that's made in Asia, where they're fermenting at 6 to 18 months, if you're getting the soy sauce that's made in the United States, it's only fermented for 2 days. And because it's not at all like the soy you would get over in Asia, they put all kinds of additives in it, like chemical preservatives, artificial colors and MSG and all that type of thing to make it taste good. So you're getting all the anti-nutrients that are naturally occurring in the soy, and you're also getting all these additives which are not good for you. And MSG has been related to causing stomach cancers, and so you just want to avoid it. So I'm sorry, guys. You know, I just can't be supporting the soy, because and that's what it is. And then what a lot of people are doing, though, because of the wheat that's in the soy sauce, so people who are gluten intolerant, celiacs, they're saying that, well, if you want, instead of having soy sauce because it's got wheat in it, you can have tamari sauce and or tamari sauce, sorry. That's how you say it, tamari sauce. And actually what tamari sauce is it's soy sauce without the wheat. So it's just straight soy is what it is. So again, you're getting all the anti-nutrients, the estrogen, throwing your hormonal system out of balance. And so I can't recommend that either. So, you know, people are like, well, then what do I do? And I say, well, you're just going to have to maybe avoid it and use some other forms of seasoning, like maybe a little salt, lemon juice, that type of thing. That's good for you. So anyway, it's time to wrap up the show, and I hope this was helpful. So make sure that you do email me with any questions that you might have at M as in Mary, or Michelle, sorry, B as in Bond, at themichellebondshow.com. I want to thank you guys for listening, and I want to thank Nancy Spool for being my guest today. She had to leave, so she's not here. But thank you, Nancy. You were a pleasure, a joy to work with. And I look forward to working with you again. So see me back here next week, every Tuesday at 2 o'clock Pacific Time and 5 o'clock Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Have a prosperous week, everybody. See you next time.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone, from the healthy to the health challenged, and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com for more information.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819.
Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. We'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.